We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Israeli army has said that it has taken operational control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing in Gaza, which borders Egypt. It said its forces had been operating since last night in a specific area of eastern Rafah, from which it said most people and some international organisations had evacuated. Speaking on this programme, Middle East spokesperson for the Norwegian Refugee Council, Ahmed Bayram, has said people in Rafah have nowhere else to go.
The evacuation orders yesterday in the very east of Rafah has asked, you know, have asked people to move all the way down to the beach side, really, where, you know, this is an area that is only a few kilometers long and 1 kilometer wide. And we worry that if Israel goes ahead with these plans to obviously launch this military offensive in Rafah, these people will be squeezed into a strip of land on the beach that is not made for human life, really.
Gardaí believe a man shot dead in Dublin in the early hours of yesterday morning was the victim of a feud among criminals in the city. 20-year-old Josh Hitzeli, who had an address in the Kylemore area of Dublin, died after he was shot several times on the Knocknaree Road in Drimna. Detectives are also trying to identify a number of other people who they believe fled the scene after the murder. Three people arrested nearby are still being questioned today. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The crime scenes connected to the murder of Josh Hitzeli remain sealed off for a second day today as the forensic examinations continue. The first gangland murder victim this year, the 20-year-old was shot dead on Knocknaree Road in Drimna at a quarter past midnight yesterday morning. He was known to Gardaí, and one line of inquiry is that he was part of a gang on the way to carry out an attack when they were intercepted and ambushed by other criminals. Gardaí are continuing to question the two men and a teenager arrested near the scene. One of them is a violent and dangerous criminal in his 20s who was charged with a serious offence 5 weeks ago and was out on bail. Gardaí have recovered a military-grade AR-15 assault rifle, which they believe could be the murder weapon. Detectives are also trying to identify a number of other people who fled the scene after the murder. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Media Minister, Catherine Martin, will bring three reports to Cabinet this afternoon, which involves a forensic examination of RTE. Two government-commissioned reports are understood to contain more than 100 recommendations regarding required changes at the national broadcaster. The third report was completed by the auditing firm Mazars into the controversial RTE barter account. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
These three reports, which will be published after the cabinet meeting, are a crucial moment for RTE, a station dogged by controversy over the past year amid stark revelations of an absence of financial controls, weak management structures and inadequate oversight by the board. Examinations by two expert groups into governance and culture at the national broadcaster, as well as contractor fees and human resources, has led to 116 recommendations on how to bring the battered station back onto an even keel. These include assigning the Controller and Auditor General as Auditor of RTE, updating the legislation governing the role of the RTE Board, reforming the approach to engaging and paying presenters, overhauling RTE's allowance system, and ensuring that severance schemes and staff exits are made fair and equitable. It's believed that RTE will have 6 weeks to examine the three reports and decide if it accepts the recommendations. Minister Martin says she hopes RTE will respond positively and then the Cabinet can move to make a final decision on the future funding of the broadcaster.
New offers of accommodation are expected this week in order to end the erection of tents along the Grand Canal Bank in Dublin. Asylum seekers have pitched around 70 tents in the area. It's understood that additional capacity has been identified to assist asylum seekers who currently do not have a place to stay. It is currently unclear, however, how many places will be made available this week, where they are located, and how the asylum seekers will be contacted. The government is understood to be focusing on acquiring state-owned land in order to set up tented accommodation for future arrivals. The Education Minister Norma Foley will bring a memo to Cabinet this afternoon regarding the rollout of free school books to more than 500,000 primary school children for the second year in a row. Last year, the scheme provided free school books, workbooks and copybooks to 558,000 primary pupils in primary and special schools, a move aimed at easing financial pressure on families. Minister Foley has extended the free school book scheme to junior cycle students for the forthcoming school year. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be dry with some sunshine, coolest near coasts in the north and west of the country with light and variable breezes. Highest temperatures 14 to 19 degrees.